This is CliffCentral.com. Cash on me.
Good afternoon and welcome if you're just joining us. Music of Cassius King, No Breaks. He's our third guest for the day. He's here with us in the studio. Welcome to the studio. Listen, production on fleek. Production on this thing is psychotic, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Welcome to the show. You good?
Glad to be here.
Cool. Who is Cassius King?
Cassius King is I. Cassius King is a new artist and someone that's very passionate about what he does, which is hip hop, baby.
So new artist from, are you from here, from South Africa?
I was born in the States. I grew up here, grew up in Malawi, kind of moved around between the two. My mom's West African, she's from Liberia, and my dad is Malawian.
Okay, so you grew up in the States?
No, well, I went to high school in the States, but I grew up in Malawi and I grew up in South Africa.
Okay.
When I was younger, yeah.
And how long have you been doing music for?
I've been doing this since I was 11, dude.
Ah, so you've been doing this for, has it always been hip-hop?
Yeah, just hip-hop. I started off freestyling and started writing when I was about 15.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So you're a freestyler.
Yes, sir.
I got a beat for you.
Hey, let's take it.
You just
take
give
it back
me
to the
a minute. Let's do this.
Hey. Let's take it back to the basics. Don't believe in rap gods. I guess it's odd, but Cassius King is atheist. I used to do this in the car. Now I'm sitting in front of O'Neal and he's saying I'm going hard. You know that boy is planning to go far. Cliff Central, no instrumental, but I'm coming off the mental. Ooh, shout out to Natano, by the way, the shorty know I need to get her digits, I'ma get him on the low. She got the business. Yeah, I heard her sing, man, I was a witness. Man, I heard your ass talking about some politicians. Listen. Hold up. Yo, I don't trust these politicians. I got my own vision. If you're fucking with me, I got precision. And I'm aiming for the top. I never stop, never flop. Boy, you know it's hip hop. Never take a pit stop. Hey, freestyling, homie, and I'm done with my keywords. So I'ma go ahead and leave it off in three words. No breaks forever. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, man. So we're hanging out with Cassius King. And he just dropped a freestyle for us. Now, what's happening with the project? You say you're a new artist.
Yes, sir.
Are you working on an album?
Yeah, we're working on an album. It's going to be dropping when it drops, man. We're just taking it one day at a time. But the first four singles that we're releasing to the public are already in line.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
What's the strategy for you? Like, what makes you different from everyone else?
I think differently. I think differently, and I have a different kind of like vision for the future of hip hop. I love trap. I love every, you know, kind of phase that it's been through, but I feel like it's starting to get a lot saturated, in my opinion. So it's time to switch it up a little bit.
When was the first time you fell in love with hip hop?
Probably listening to It Ain't Hard to Tell by Nas when I was about 10. That was my jam, man. And then after that, it was Do for Love by Tupac. And I mean, I heard that one time, and that was it for me.
So that's when you decided hip hop is the way to go.
Man, you know, I watch a lot of these guys on TV, and it just seemed like, you know, when you're young, you don't understand the politics behind shit. So you just kind of see them doing what they do, and you think they walk up in front of that camera and just freestyle, you know? So I picked it up that way.
Nice one. Now, in terms of your project, is there anyone you're working with worth mentioning?
Reefy Sings. She's also an up-and-comer out of Durban. She's a beast. Crossword. He's a beast as well. Besides that, just my producer, man, and Chris Beats. My producer's name is Louis M. Songs. I call him Chef Louis. The boy is an animal, man. He's an animal and I'm a cannibal.
Nice one. Now, do you have a strategy for how you're going to push the project?
Yeah, as far as the team, we kind of just look at a lot of different factors, you know, and there's always obstacles, man. So you just kind of have to find that smooth way to get the record out, and timing is everything in this industry. So you can't be too eager that you're willing to, you know, sacrifice a hit.
What do you think of the business, the music business in Africa at the moment?
In Africa, dude, this on the come up, man. You know, like when I got here 3 years ago, I just remember a lot of people having kind of a negative perspective towards, you know, like local. Yeah. But I always kind of clung to that local is like an idea because I knew it'd be here. I knew it. And to me, with that perspective of being away for so long, like coming back, like I could see exactly where it was going, and I didn't really care what other people thought, you know, like about where it currently was at, because all hip-hop and most music industries do is just develop, man.
All right.
Progress is there.
I'm just going to challenge you once before I let you go.
Absolutely.
So this is Junior. Junior on keys. All right. Junior is going to play some keys. Your job is very simple.
Okay.
Well, at least I think it is.
Yes, sir.
Is to come up with the melody or just start playing around with the music. Create some kind of meaningful song out of what he's going to play for you. All right?
Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to Joe Hazardousville, where crime is for real. Struggle is as bad as it feels when you hustle for meals. I'm just sitting here thinking about paying my bills. I got my team behind me, we don't care about deals. I told them little niggas, I'm about to make it happen. Cassius with O'Neal, boy, that's the main attraction. Couple chicks around me like I'm chilling in a pageant. Whew. Yeah, nigga, just imagine all of this ass I've been grabbing lately. Got a nigga feeling like I might just go crazy. I got a nigga listening right now. First time I met him, nigga told me to pipe down. Told a motherfucker how you like me now. I'm in the stars, in the limelight. Now I shine bright, yeah, now the time's right. So you know we about to go through. About to kick your ass off the charts like Goku. Hold up, about to throw up all over this mic. Boy, they don't know this hype. And shout out to Lindell, cause you already know she been doing it and doing it and doing it well. Yo, shout out to my queen Ryder, I stay beside her. Ride or die, boy, you know that boy like MacGyver. I'ma make sure that I arrive and the saliva's dropped all over this mic until I D.I.E. I'll be VIP and I don't need ID. Hey Marco, you know how I go, he got the camera. You can't touch my flow like my name MC Hammer. That's just how I go, shout out to Cliff Central.
Cassius King, yes, ladies sir. And gentlemen, listen, dude, you came through,
absolutely.
You killed it. Thank you very much
for
doing this.
Absolutely.
And listen, when the remixes are ready to come out or when the videos are ready, please come back and share them with us again.
Man. You guys are the first for me, so I'm going to make sure we always do that.
Nice one. What are you doing this weekend? Are you performing anywhere or just chilling?
As of now,
you talk about a lot of ass, so I imagine there's going to be a lot of it at the weekend.
Something like that.
Listen, Cassius King, nice one, man. How do we get a hold of you? Are you on social media?
Yes, sir. I'm on Facebook under Cassius King, K-A$HIS King. My Instagram is Cassius_King011. My Twitter is @TheCassiusKing, T-H-E-E. And that's it.
Nice one, man. Yes, big sir. Up yourself for coming through, man.
Appreciate it. Go get no breaks, baby.
Two more guests coming through.
O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa on Cliff Central, baby. Cliff Central, live with the music. Popping in the jungle and we acting mad stupid. Games begin when it's from 2 to 4. There's mad music in the place, the baddest talent galore. And if you can't settle in, this ain't the place for you. We mess around and get the whole place turned. True. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa, and it's O'Neal Africa. O'Neal Africa on Cliff Central, baby.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Double OC, it's O'Neal Africa.
I can't escape this life that I'm living. I'm in the mix, I'm in love with two women. It's working out, I got 2 honeys on my arms, and I don't wanna let none of them go.
Yet another throwback. This is Lost Boys, Me and My Crazy World, or as Cat calls it, In Love with Two Women. Do you know how many people think this song was called In Love with Two Women? Cat is one of them. Welcome back to the show, man. In the studio, we're live with Younga, I think one of the coolest rappers out right now. He's running things in every single single. In fact, every third single you listen to, Younga is up in there, either doing a hook or killing a remix verse. What's up, homie?
What's good, brother?
Listen, man, nice to finally meet you. We've tried to get you here before, but for some reason, something just always got in the way. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I think the reason you haven't gotten me here is because I'm not an interview type of guy. Like, I'm not a fan of doing interviews, to be honest.
Oh, so we should consider ourselves lucky then.
Yeah, maybe. Me, I'm lucky. I'm the lucky one today.
Younger, let's bring some perspective to the brand.
Yeah.
Where does Younger, the brand, come from?
Younger, I think Younger is just very based on a different genre of music called Kwaito.
Mm-hmm.
That's my base as an artist. You know, I come from a really small town, you know, mm-hmm. where I was like one of three rappers in the whole town.
What do you mean? What town is this?
Queenstown.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, I grew up there, so like my whole life, like rap was never like a big thing.
Okay.
You know, it was just me and two friends of mine that, you know, like to pretend we can rap, you know. So it was never really a culture thing. And then when I moved to Joburg, I decided to take it more seriously, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, there was that shock factor when I got to varsity. There was like 200 rappers in just one lecture room, you know. And people had already been doing it for so long, you know.
Yeah.
So what I did was I reached out to Squatter Camp, a guy called Slicker.
Yeah.
And he gave me my break, man. He gave me a chance to go behind the scenes and figure out how to make music. So I think, yeah, eventually I became my own artist through working with other artists and helping them with their music.
I think the first time for me, I don't know about other people, first time I heard you was when you were with AKA and KO.
Yeah.
That was the first time I heard you. And then thereafter, obviously, I started following and I realized, I started seeing some of your work. You put out a single.
Yeah.
Was Machingilani your first single?
My first single, yeah.
So what's happening? Are you working on an album now?
Yeah, I'm working on an EP, man. I've been working on it since the days of Run Josie. Funny thing, like when Run Josie dropped, I had never actually released any music before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd barely even made a song.
Yeah.
You know, so it was, you know, that was where my career started and actually my whole entire musical, you know, journey, you know. So yeah, man, it was, there wasn't much that you missed out on.
But listen, how was that for you? I mean, you know, you talk about your career up to a point where you were on this mammoth of a single.
Yeah.
You talk about it with such modesty.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that. And I can imagine that when a single like Run Josie dropped and it just became such a huge success. Yeah. How was that for you? Was that surprising in any way?
Well, I mean, I had anticipated it being a big song. I hadn't anticipated people picking my vocals up, as to say, like, who's this guy? And I'd never expected the hook to be that much of a driving force behind the song.
Yeah.
So, but I do remember, man, I've wanted this for as long as I can remember. So I was actually an editor, a senior editor at Studio Space Pictures. And I got the call from AKA saying that, you know, that's going to be the next single that they're pushing. It was first off to congratulate. So, yeah, man, I resigned like a week later. I resigned.
But listen, it also says a lot about AKA for having had faith in putting you on a hook.
Yeah.
I mean, the album Levels, one of the most iconic albums in hip-hop history of South Africa. It's possibly the continent at large. For him to get you on his second single and trust you with that, how does that make you feel?
Man, I'm like internally, like I'm forever, like I'll forever be grateful to AKA for the opportunity he gave me. I've worked with a lot of artists, man, people that I consider my brothers, and I'm not saying anything against them, but like I never got that chance.
Yeah.
I've been in studio with them plenty of times, recorded plenty of hooks, recorded plenty of verses, you know. I never got that moment where my song with them would be on any project or as a single anywhere, you know. So for him to do that and show faith in me like that, just to even put me on a song with KO on it, first and foremost, you know, I will always be grateful for that opportunity. And you know, it's encouraging and inspiring for me to do that for someone else at some point in my career, you know.
Nice one. We are hanging out with Younger. Let's check out his first single ever.
It's O'Neal Africa. Clip Central. But we are going to send money, my long ass bet. Mina Velang is a captain. So Banganang Pumbo gets it. But my left fit. I'm pushing music like a bench press. Petty vision, I'm an expert. Never sting it excess. Yes, where my jingle.
So the Kwaito influence is very obvious.
Yeah.
It's very heavy. This is a genre that you're passionate about.
Yeah, I like to think of myself as a Kwaito star more than a rapper, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's just me, though.
You are on another new single with AKA.
Yeah.
And how's that doing so far?
Dreamwork. That's amazing, man. And again, like another opportunity. Blessed to have it, you know.
Yeah, man,
these songs with me and AKA, they come about organically, man. Like, we never plan, like, okay, we need to do something together and X, Y, and Z, you know. We always, like, in studio, in the band, or just trying to get new ideas, you know. And then we end up making something that's single worthy, and, you know, it becomes what it is. I mean,
is that what happened with Dreamwork?
Yeah, totally. Like, we were at a spot, and actually the beat, he sent it to me, you know, and I just couldn't get my head around it, you know. So we worked on it together, and he did the hook, and then I did the verse, and then he did the other two verses, you know. So that's how it really came about. It was just like in the moment.
Speaking of which, one of the things we do here, you know, on Keys,
yeah,
he plays around.
Yeah.
And you're a rapper. No, wait, Kwaito star.
Kwaito star, yeah.
So we like to just play around, mess around, just jam. He's going to play some keys. If you want him to speed them up, he can speed them up and just come up with something on the fly if you can.
Okay.
It could be an old verse.
Yeah.
That's much appreciated as well. So on the other side of this, Yanga is going to drop a verse or two.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On one, two, three, let's go.
You listen to O'Neal on Clip Central.
All right, let's go.
Us. Sure. Us. Shit. All right. Bet. Hey. But. Paname. Posameka fagi patu yabale. Sure. Private padu yabame. Boy, I gotta make the money in my tail. Bang a badge, I'm a lucky number 7. Screaming, fuck a badge, I ain't copying what you're selling. I ain't stopping for a second till I'm thought of as a legend. Bad bitches, I ain't fucking if you're telling. Cause a down ass mommy know the code. To never tell no lie, never told. And never sell no high for the show. Hotel for the door. The loop pumula bacha. Pupumalu pupum pumula lumpa. Get me again. Hey, sure. Hey. Ufagunya. Oh, let's run it back. Stick it faster. Let's go faster. Fast. Us. Shit, I'm gonna pull out something I have actually.
Cool. Take your time.
Let's see what we got here. Yeah. Sure. Hey. Joe, don't get it twisted, my nigga. I'm the key, I'm the nigga. I'm the genius, they need us. Tell Adidas to feed us. I'm talking millies, my nigga. Fuck a deal with no figures. If they ain't real, we don't get them. If they ain't real, we don't give them. I'm building, my nigga. Fuck your building, my nigga. Walk a day in my vans, hear all the praise and demands. I'm talking children, my nigga. Got a million, my nigga. That's a killing for really. I run the city, my nigga. Fuck your verdict, we heard it. We come from credible birds. Fuck the herds in the verse. Talking edible words. Sure. I'm about to send them to church. I'm about to hit to the hurt. Somebody kill him with love, cause that's a gift and a curse. Shit, and I got nothing but the work. So tell them I'ma get it till my body in a hearse. I light a ciggy for the nurse. And if they don't want to fire, they can wait a couple years.
Nice one. That's Yanga, ladies and gentlemen. Wrapping up the discussion with that killer freestyle.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you working on at the moment?
My EP, man. It's called Touches and Move EP. You know, it started as like a 4-track EP because I just really wanted like a body of work out there for people that haven't heard more than just the verses and the features. But I just got so involved in it. Like, you can imagine, I've never put a body of work together, you know. And I just got so involved in it. We're sitting at like 14 songs right now. I'm trying to stop in terms of like, yeah. So, yeah, man, I think it's going to be dope. It's going to be out before the 30th of September. That's my deadline, but I'm trying to get it out in August. The first single off it, I just dropped it actually 2 weeks ago. It's called Not Enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, man, look out for it.
Listen, shout out to you, man, for the work that you're putting out right now. And I know you don't like doing interviews, but please come back.
I will, man.
Come back and share more work with us.
Yeah, I will, man.
Shout out to you, man.
I love Clip Central. Shout out to the whole design out here. The fact that you can swear is priceless for me.
Nice one. A final guest coming through.
L-O-C. It's O'Neal Africa.
Dollar sign got me in a good mood. With the done design, that's my hood, dude. I was on the grind, they was caught up in the hype. Now you niggas.
That's AKA hanging out with Younger, who was just here a minute ago. It's called Dreamwork. Welcome back. Our final guest is here hanging out with us in the studio.
I am a South African. I carry the hopes and dreams of my country and the generations to come. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters.
At Sibanye, we believe the future of our country will be defined by our actions today, which is why we are committed to the development of our leaders. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
What are the most critical requirements for companies in today's business environment? Communications and technology, of course. And who better to deliver this to you than iConnect Telecoms? From internet connectivity to voice and cloud platforms to the latest IT solutions and more, iConnect ensures maximum uptime and productivity with a reliable connection as well as the necessary support and backup. Go to iConnectSA.co.za for more information. That's iConnectSA.co.za. iConnect, the one provider to manage all your communications.
Today, an alien ship attacked Earth.
Should we be nervous? Yeah.
Let's show them Earth is not for the taking. Because I guess they didn't get the message the first time.
Definitely bigger than the last one.
In cinemas 24 June, experience Independence Day Resurgence in Stair Kinecor's IMAX 3D and at New Metro in Scene Extreme and 4DX.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com. It's O'Neal Africa. Cliff Central. OOC. It's O'Neal Africa.
His name is Sans. The song is called Vuma on Cliff Central. Very anthemic sound.
You're right.
Yeah, like so grand. It's so large. Now, welcome to the show. First time here on Cliff Central.
Yep.
Originally from Swaziland. Are you based in SA?
I'm based in SA now, in Durban mostly.
Okay.
Durban and Joburg.
Okay.
Mostly, yeah. But I'm originally Swazi.
So how long have you been doing music for?
I've been doing music for like 6 years now.
Okay.
But I just released my first single as a solo act.
Okay.
Which is titled Vuma.
Yeah.
It's out and the people can get it.
Is it available everywhere for download?
It's available everywhere for download. On iTunes, Spotify host. You can even get it on YouTube. Watch the video basically.
Yeah. How did you get into music?
It started when one of my Sbalis actually gave me a guitar. Mm. I think I was doing my final years in high school. Mm. He gave me a guitar, and now I had a guitar, and I'd always wished to have a guitar, but I couldn't play it. So now I had no choice but to learn how to play it. And then the passion grew when I discovered that I'm actually a talented songwriter, because I'd write songs those days and people would love it and, you know, want me to do more.
Yeah.
So I then got into music as a songwriter and a guitarist, not a singer. And then later people started wanting me to sing the songs I write, and then I became a singer. And
nice.
Here I am.
Interesting story. Now, I want us to do something slightly different. He's obviously doing the acoustic version of Vuma. You want to just do something for us for at least a minute?
Okay, we can play.
To just capture a life aspect of it.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
We've got Sans in the studio. He's going to sing for us.
Yeah. Angisafuni kucabanga. Kutsigu kona lomhle kunawe. Oh, angisafuni kucabanga, baby. Kutsigu kona lomhle kunawe. ngikhanza ngikuce ngematfo lo yeah nendandatho etayimane esandleni sami ngicela kunye nje kuphela baby kutsuvume kubange mngami oh lamhla ngidibanisa lilanga nenyanga ngithi asekube kunye kukhanye phakathi lamhla ngidibanisa mina nawe ngithi asesibe munye nguna phakathi ngicela uvume baby for my baby lamhla kushoda uvume baby lamhla ngicela uvume baby uzube wami ngona phakathi vuma baby lamhla la 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 ngicela uvume baby lamhla uzube wami ngona ngicela uvume baby lamhla uzube wami ngona phakathi
sense. Women stand up when he sings. Like, I haven't seen Sibongile the whole of today until he started singing. I didn't even know she was at work today.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, nobody knew you were here. Yes. So is this what it takes for you to do some work around here? Wow. Dude, listen, you're very talented, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
And it's unbelievable to me that your career began like that. You started with the guitar, and then you started writing. And then somebody told you, maybe you should sing. And then you ended up singing. Now look at you, man. Like, this is beautiful.
I really appreciate that.
So you are based in Durban. Are you performing?
I'm performing. I told you before we actually got on air that I did Bushfire.
Yes.
It was the second time I did it. It's one of the... CNN has rated it one of the 5 biggest festivals to attend in Africa.
Yes.
And that's huge. I mean, I've been performing in Mozambique. And my song Vuma has been played in most radio stations, and it's even appeared in Sibaya. Oh, it played nice. On Sibaya during Pam and Skalini's wedding, because I guess it has become a wedding song now.
It's a beautiful song. It's a beautiful song.
Yeah, it's quite great and humbling, you know. It has been getting great previews.
Are there any artists you're working with who are perhaps here in South Africa?
It's in the pipeline. I'll be doing something with Ukuku Zulu.
Okay.
Who's also a South African based artist. So far, that's what I can talk about. I'm sure there'll be more coming.
Okay.
But officially, yes, we have agreed to do something with Ukuku Zulu, and it will be featured in the album, which I'm still to release because someone decided I need to take out an album now.
Yeah.
So, step by step, it's coming.
Nice one.
August, I should be releasing it. Yeah.
Do you have any projects that you're working on that you wish to share with us?
So far, I prefer to keep most of my cards close to my chest.
Okay.
I can say that though there are a number of them coming, one of them includes the album, which I'll be releasing soon, titled Sands of Time. And... yeah, if people should follow, if you like the music, you like the sound, you can follow at Sands Music 01 on Facebook and Sands Music 01 on Twitter, on all social media platforms. It's Sands Music 01. And on YouTube, you can check out the video. And if you follow, you will get the link to most of the music that we have and the videos which we've done. And yeah.
Sands, we look forward to hearing more of you and see more of you performing live on stage.
Yeah, man.
I think you've got a bright future ahead of you. You're very talented, and yeah, I think, man. Yeah, you'll go places. Cool. Thank you very much for sharing yourself with us.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you. Shout out to Cliff Central.
Okay, Kat over there wants you to sing again.
Oh, we can jam.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I told you, women just...
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so Junior's gonna play something and then Sans is gonna sing for Cat.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, just switch up the keys a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Okay. Udlala kabi umudlala ngenhliziyo ungithinza kabi umuthinza imizwa yami udlala kabi uma uthi uyangithanda kepha uthi angikhulume ngithini awu uma sengithinza lena lena inhliziyo yami ishaya tikikikiya tikitikikikiya tikitikikikiya Tiki tiki kiki, hilitiyo ya mishaya tiki kiki. Tiki tiki kiki, tiki tiki kiki, tiki tiki vani. Oh la la la, vani. Okay, maybe let's share this as well. I found a condom in my woman's car.
Jeez.
And the problem is, she denies it.
Yes.
I found a condom in my woman's purse. And the problem is, we don't use it in this house. I found a condom in my woman's pocket. And the problem is, she said she never put it there. I found a condom in my woman's house. Wow. We do not use it in this house. Things that lovers go through these days. Tell me, how do you make it? Yeah, that's it.
Kent, wow. The man sings a song and it's about a used condom that was found in the car and it's dedicated to you.
No.
Just so.
The first one was.
It's just like you, Kent. It's just like you. Listen, Sans, you're a great sport for doing this with us, man. Thank you very
Thank
much
you
for
so
chilling
much.
With us.
Thank you so much.
We are here, Junior.
Oh, yo,
you
yo.
Outdid yourself as always.
Thanks, man.
Thank you very much for doing this with me one more time.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. All right.
It, man, too.
So we are out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back again next week, Friday.
Ladies love. Oh, no. Yeah, baby.
On Neil Central. OOC. OOC. On Neil on Peace Central. OOC. OOC.
This is CliffCentral.com.